Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
What is the most common objection to Christianity? Because as we're trying to go out and be light and salt in the world, and we're trying to show the love of Christ to people, we should be attracting people to us. But I think I'm repelling. So what's the most common objection to Christianity?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the most common objection is when you alluded to earlier, is just simply that Christianity is just one expression of many truths. You know, that Christianity is just sort of one doorway. For people who reject all religion, they would simply say all religions are the same, and you know, people are just Christians because they grew up that way or grew up in a place where, you know, Christianity was dominant, that sort of thing. You know, for those who do subscribe to some kind of religion, that's not Christianity. They might say, you know, Christianity has some valid truth to it. But again, it's really just sort of one path, you know, that leads to, you know, to this vague idea of God, to a generalized, to a generalized God.
Mm-hmm.
What's really fascinating, I think, for those who really know what Christianity teaches, is that if you lay it, Christianity out with every other religion in the world and every other philosophy, whether it's religious or irreligious, only in Christianity do you find this message of grace. The idea that God would forgive our sins and save us as a pure gift,
mm-hmm.
not based on anything we've done, not on our performance, on our works, not even on our good intentions, but purely as an act of grace. You don't find that in any other religion. To me, that's what makes Christianity the most compelling, is just how unique it is. I don't think we would have made that up, honestly.
No.
It's one of the, you know, it's one of the messages that commends Christianity, to me at least, because it, you know, it makes so little of us. Grace, you know, the message of grace basically, you know, presumes that we can't measure up. And so, of course, other religions would seem appealing to people who want to be made much of, who want some of that glory for themselves.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.